Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 150 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Dr. Melvin Morse and A.J. Parr's book, An Urgent Message for Humanity, received during a groundbreaking scientific mediumship research project from the Spirit. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the authors kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from a part of the book that's titled Upside Down on the Roller Coaster, An Urgent Message for Humanity. And this is what Melvin Morse and A.J. Parr have written. A scientific team comprising a neuroscientist, forensic psychiatrist, attorney, and a science-trained medium embarked on a groundbreaking journey. They interviewed 19 mediums, each with unique abilities, to delve into the urgent questions about humanity's spiritual development. These questions, formulated by the Bigelow Institute for Consciousness Studies, challenged the spiritual world to assess humanity's spiritual progress since the time of Allan Kardec, 1857. The questions explore whether humans have progressed spiritually in the past 167 plus years, and if not, who is to blame? Has the spirit world failed humanity, or have humans failed, either by themselves, sabotage, or impediments by corrupted spirits and earthbound entities? One underlying concern is whether humanity's technology has outstripped its spiritual development, placing itself at risk of extinction. The mediums contacted the higher spiritual entities, including the I Am, St. James, and Allan Kardec, to address these questions. The scientists took a revolutionary approach to interviewing mediums by encoding the questions as numbers and then presenting the numbers to the mediums as questions. The mediums demonstrated proficiency at spiritual sight, an advanced form of the US Military Intelligence Service's remote viewing protocol. Additionally, they had to demonstrate the ability to shift the flow of electrons in a transistor with their minds. An attorney observed the interviews and a forensic psychiatrist assessed the mediums. The findings revealed that although humans have failed to make significant progress in the past 167 plus years, failure is an essential component of progress. The spirits acknowledge that spiritual progress is often a roller coaster, as wars and catastrophes are often necessary learning experiences, yet humanity is currently upside down on the roller coaster. The spirit world firmly states and presents evidence that humankind is solely to blame for the current situation. They have consistently provided spiritual guidance, such as the Ten Commandments. They sent prophets, religious leaders, and enlightened individuals, such as Martin Luther King Jr. On a personal level, they inspire, nudge, cajole, and manipulate humans to achieve spiritual progress daily. They cheer humanity on and are partners in their spiritual evolution. The entities contacted provided numerous specific examples of their interventions, from inspiring the scientific advancements of the Enlightenment to creating an ice age to move humans around the globe. They stated that they inspired the technology of the Iron Age to make the cultural conditions that directly led to the Axial Age, the birth of the great religions. However, they typically played the hands-off role of parents watching their child learn to walk. Although repeated failure is part of the process, parents will intervene when safety is an issue. As one entity said while showing an image of two women driving a car purposefully off a cliff, "That is what free will can bring you." They explain that Earth is a learning center or spiritual school in which benevolent entities expertly and subtly guide human existence. Death is one of the greatest agents in promoting spiritual development, which permits the soul to rest and reflect on what it learned. This understanding of reality challenges prevailing attitudes towards life and death, advocates for a reassessment of humanity's interaction with the unseen, and emphasizes the importance of deep reflection on how spiritual forces influence human beings. Death is not to be feared, far from it. It is an essential mechanism for spiritual growth, and often the only time spent reflecting on what has been learned spiritually. However, humans cannot learn from catastrophic failures. This is why the spirit world influenced the Bigelow Institute of Consciousness Studies to ask these questions and share this urgent message with humanity. BICS funded teams of scientists to present to mediums four questions concerning the current status of humanity's spiritual progress, with specific emphasis on the time period since the publication of Allan Kardec's The Spirit World in 1857. These are the questions. Number one. Since 1857, has the other side failed, and mankind failed, to achieve good progress in securing human spirituality? If so, are bad spirits and bad humans winning? Question number two. Explain to people on Earth why the other side has not failed in fostering spiritual evolution. Question number three. What difference has the other side made in the past 166 years in influencing humans to accelerate their spiritual progress? And question number four. To what extent have earthbound spirits since 1857 impeded, sabotaged, or distorted the progress of human spiritual evolution? Okay, so I'm going to jump forwards in the book just a little bit. Here we are. The answers given by the mediums to the first question, since 1857, has the other side failed and mankind failed to achieve good progress in securing human spirituality? If so, are bad spirits and bad humans winning? Consensus viewpoint. The consensus, especially among the core trance mediums, is that humanity has failed to make good progress in securing human spirituality since 1857. All agree that humans are to blame, yet acknowledge that humanity's failure is the spirit world's failure, in the sense that when a child fails, the parent has also failed. The best overview of the consensus answer was medium 0115, who, after receiving the question's number, responded, "The nature of the world is so you can choose. It is designed so that human beings can progress in their souls and their spirit. And that requires challenge, temptation, bad things happening, what you call bad. So it's not a matter of winning or losing. It is a matter of it's all there together, and it's essential for the human journey." The next section is titled Progress Through Failure. Although the responses to the first question seem divided at first, with a predominance of affirmative answers, a deeper analysis reveals a more complex picture. Rather than one side prevailing over the other, as presented below, the medium's insights collectively suggest that various experiences, including perceived setbacks, contribute to human spiritual progress. When medium 2005 was presented with the first question's corresponding number, the contacted entity immediately said, "Progress through failure." When given the number for the same question, one of the entities contacted by medium 0108 at once said, "Hatred blocks progress." After receiving the corresponding number, medium 01 entity stated, "The problem is not that something is winning or losing, but that we think in terms of winning or losing. We cannot make progress when we divide into winning and losing. We must return to oneness. Nature is one, and we cannot divide one. We must return to oneness, to virtue, to stop forcing ourselves on the world, but to live with it as one." Medium 2002s also acknowledged that we are at a time of great awakening. Although mankind has not progressed as it could, they still have progressed, and failure is part of that process. Today I was reading from Dr. Melvin Morse and A.J. Parr's book, An Urgent Message for Humanity, received during a groundbreaking scientific medium research project from the Spirit. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. Great way to support this podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/Our Paranormal Afterlife or click on the button on my homepage at pastlifeshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.